This will be a Radio Pastor for the Day message by Hank Block for April 2024. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace and now privileged to address you as Radio Pastor for the Day. Over the last 2 months, we have examined some of the meanings of the meal offering as seen in the second chapter of Leviticus. Today, and for the next several visits, the beauties of Christ as seen in the meal offering will continue to be the object of our contemplation. In this visit, we will consider the third ingredient, the frankincense. The whole of Leviticus chapter 2 should be read, but I will underline only several verses where the ingredient, frankincense, is mentioned as an intricate part of the meal offering. They read in verse 1, "And when any will offer a meal offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be a fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon." Verses 14 to 16, "And if thou offer a meal offering of thy first fruits unto the Lord, thou shalt offer for the meal offering of thy first fruits green ears of corn, dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. And thou shalt put oil thereon, and lay frankincense on it. It is a meal offering. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord." I trust that you have remembered that the meal offering, noted in the King James Version as the meat offering, presents the man, Christ Jesus. As the burnt offering typifies Christ in his death, the meal offering typifies him in life. We simply find in it a perfect, beauteous type of our Lord Jesus as he lived and walked and served down here on this earth. The third ingredient is the meal offering, demanding our consideration is the frankincense. It has been remarked that fine flour was the basis of the offering, Christ's perfection. The oil and frankincense were the two leading additions, and truly, the connection between these two is most instructive. The oil typifies the power of Christ's ministry, and frankincense typifies the object thereof. The oil teaches us that he did everything by the Spirit of God, the frankincense, that he did everything to God's glory. The frankincense presents that in the life of Christ, which was exclusively for God. This is evident from the second verse, "And he shall bring it," that is the meal offering, "unto Aaron's sons the priests, and he shall take thereout his handful of flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it on the altar, and to be a offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord." So we see that all the frankincense was burned as representing the object of that work that God the Father so appreciated as being done exclusively for him, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is so much in his blessed life which was exclusively for God. Every thought, every word, every look, every act of his emitted a fragrance which went up immediately to God. And as in the type, it was the fine fire of the altar that drew forth the sweet odor of the frankincense. So in the antitype, the more he was tried in all the scenes of his and circumstances of his blessed life, the more fully was it manifested that in his manhood, there was nothing that could not ascend as an odor of a sweet smell to the throne of God. The Lord Jesus Christ was and is that peerless object for God's heart and ours to enjoy. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him.